Chairs Now Waiting, episode number 613, top episodes of 2020. Two Chairs Now Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and pick up the new 60 Years of Mayberry, a celebration of the Andy Griffith Show featuring essays and recollections and reflections. Definitely something you want to hear and read. Dixie Griffith, George Lindsay Jr., Bruce Bilson, and others wrote segments of the book, so go and check it out at Weaver's Department Store. While you're there, you might want to try to pick up the 2021 Mayberry Day-by-Day Flipbook Calendar. It's going to be big. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. An executive producer of episode number 613 is Jim Sherrill. So thank you, Jim. Jim is our trivialities expert from Mayberry Days. He's our champion, five-time champion of Mayberry Days trivia. And who am I? I'm Alan Newsom, your host of Two Chairs No Waiting. And it is great to be here in Mayberry with you. We enjoy gathering every week. A group of us are in the chat room on Monday nights. Tonight, there are 48 folks in there currently visiting with each other and just enjoying each other's company as I talk. And they may or may not be listening to me. I have to cover them up where I can't see because I can't read and talk at the same time. So anyway, if you'd like to be a part of that, I definitely want to invite you over on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Every Monday night. If you go to live.twochairsnowaiting.com, you'd be able to join in with the group. Now, why am I telling some of this? Because there may be some new folks out there. You know, it's just after Christmas. People, a lot of times at Christmas, get new gifts, and maybe they got a new tablet or a new phone, or I don't even know. Do they still make MP3 players? I don't know. But maybe you got something like that, and this is your first time ever trying to listen to a podcast. And wow, we're so happy to have you with us. There are 613 episodes of this podcast, and you could go back and listen and listen and listen and get all that information going back all that time. But to try to help you out, what we try to do each year right after Christmas is have an episode and talk about the top episodes of that particular year. So this is 2020. And since it's 2020, I thought I'd do the top 20 for 2020, right? So that's what we're going to talk about. I'm going to give you a list of top episodes, both on video, because there's a video version of this podcast that you can watch on YouTube, and links to it are at twochairsnowaiting.com, just like the audio versions. And there's also a list of the top 20 audio episodes as well. And they don't match. There is a difference between the audio and video, but it's kind of interesting. So I was going through and reviewing some of those things. So I want to give you a rundown, and I think we'll do probably the video versions first. Okay. So we'll do the top 10 is all we're going to try to do. All right. Cause I'm not going to do the top 20 cause we got 20 and 20. So 10 and 10. So we got 10. That'll be the top 20. So we'll do the top 10 episodes, from the videos this year. So coming in at number 10 is episode number 602. It was called Mayberry Days Trivia 2020 Qualifying Round. That came out back on the 13th of October, and you know it was very popular. So if you'd like to go back and watch it, you can. Now, what I have done, I've created a playlist on YouTube of the top 10 episodes of 2020, or actually it's the top 20 episodes. So you can go and watch all 20 of them there on if you go to the link I'm going to provide in our show notes, you can watch the top 20 episodes. So let me just run through the top 20 videos. That way you'll know them all. So number 20 was Super Easy Mayberry Trivia. That was episode number 578. And 594 was the interview with Danny Vinson, our buddy Danny Vinson. That was a number 19 episode. Number 18 was Happy 115th Birthday, Howard McNear. That was number 566. That was our 18th most popular episode in 2020. Number 17 was episode number 585. It was called Hold the Book on Psalms 23. Boy, there's a lot of numbers in that one, wasn't there? Number 16 is Mayberry Copyright 2020, where I talked about copyright issues and trademark and all that, what it means, and why you can't just go out and just make any shirt that you want to with any Mayberry person on it that you've ever loved. You just can't do that. It's not legal. Number 15 was Goober, Mayberry Man, and Feedback, and that came out back in February. Episode number 14, most popular, was Behind the Scenes with Danny Vincent. So he has two in the top 20. That was episode number 598. 591 was number 13 this year. It was Mayberry Meetup 2020 Report. Then we had the listener feedback number 40 came in at number 12. Floyd's Barbershop News came in at number 11. That's a great, I love that episode, by the way. Those are fun. There's actually three episodes on top of that that are Floyd's Barbershop News. So if you go to YouTube and search for Floyd's Barbershop News, you can watch more news from Floyd. Number 10, as I told you before, was the Mayberry Days 2020 qualifying round. Number 9 was Nice Dress Nelly. So if you want to find out more about Nice Dress Nelly, which we have found up even more since then, but that came in number 9. That was episode number 586. An interview with Randy Turner was our 599th episode of the podcast, and it came in at number 8 on the video versions. Number 7 was Remembering Don Knotts, number 7. That was the 7th time I have done an episode Remembering Don Knotts, and it happens to be number 7 in the video versions. Mayberry Days is a go for 2020 was number 6. Number 5 was Happy 94th Birthday, Thelma Lou. It was Betty Lynn's birthday, and we did an episode honoring Betty Lynn. It came out back on the 25th of August. Same actor, different character was number 4. On the list. Month of Mayberry was number 3. That was during May. I don't know if you guessed on that, but it was the month of Mayberry, where MeTV did all kinds of stuff about Mayberry that month. Number 2 was our 600th episode of Two Chairs, No Waiting, and it's called Mayberry Man and Mayberry Days 2020. So it was kind of a report about those two things. That was our number 2 most popular episode. And number 1 video was Maggie Peterson Interview Part 1. So those are our top 20 videos for 2020. All right, so I'm going to run through real quick. I'm just going to read the titles and not going to read the episode numbers because it doesn't make, just doesn't help that much. But number 20 in the audio, this is just audio versions, was an episode called Court Howell. It came back in May. So it was an interview with Court Howell. So if you'd like to hear that, that was our 20th most popular audio episode. Number 19 was Jack Burns, More Than Warren. So it was an episode we did about Warren when he passed away. Jack Burns passed away, and we had an episode about that. It was number 19. Number 18 was Peaceful Easy Feeling, and all it is trying to help us all get into a peaceful, easy feeling about Mayberry. Now, here's the interesting one. This is our audio again. This is audio versions of our show, and number 16 was Happy 115th Birthday, Howard McNear, and that happened to have been number 18 on the video as well. So there you go. Not all of them match up. And the e-bullet May 2020 was our 15th most popular audio episode. And the episodes are the same. So the audio and the video episodes are the same, except of course the video version, you can see me or maybe see whatever I'm talking about as well. So that's number 14 was Goober, Mayberry Man, and Feedback. It was number 14 on our audio and number 15 on video. So there was a correlation. Maggie Peterson Interview Part 2 was number 13. Number 12 was The E-Bullet, March 2020. Number 11 was Same Actor, Different Character. And that was number 11 on the audio. It was number 4 on the video. Okay. All right. Number 10 was listener feedback number 41. Number 9 was Ron Howard, where we talked all about Ron Howard. I guess you could figure that out since it's called Ron Howard. That was number 9. Number 8 was Otis and Floyd in Calhoun, Georgia from 2018. That was the number 8th episode. And that was basically myself and Ken Junkin as Floyd and Otis. So Otis and Floyd. Number 7 was Month of Mayberry Wrap Up. Okay, so remember in the color episodes, it was Month of Mayberry. Well, this is a wrap up on that that came out later and actually early in June. Number 6 was Remembering Don Knotts, number 7. Now, you'll remember it was number 7 on the video, so that was pretty consistent. Maggie Peterson interview part 1 was number 5 on the audio and number 1 on the video. So it is the overall most popular episode of Two Chairs No Waiting from 2021. So there you go. If you really want to go and find one that you'd like, that might be the very first one I'd go and check out. Month of Mayberry came in at number 4. It was number 3 on the video version. The Keith Brown as Colonel Harvey came in at number 3 on audio. Super Easy Mayberry Trivia came in at number 2 on the audio version. It was number 20. On the video version. And the number 1 most popular audio episode of Two Chairs was Two Chairs Meetup 2020. So there you go. So that's 20 videos and 20 audios in 2020. So there you go. Those are things that if you really want to go in, a lot of people are very intimidated because there's 613 episodes of Two Chairs No Waiting, and they just feel like they're behind. They can't catch up. You know, I'm not going to enjoy, you know, I just can't get caught up. So these are suggestions to help you go and not catch up, but to just enjoy yourself and go back and have some fun. So these will be listed on our show notes. I'll have a PDF file of the audio and a link to the video version. So there's a playlist of video, so you can go and watch all the video versions. They're all in one playlist called the, it says right now, it says top 10, Two Chairs, No Waiting episodes, but it's actually the top 20. I'll fix that before you see it. But you'll be able to watch all the episodes or listen to all the episodes that were the most popular this past year. And as I said, the number one most popular overall would have been the Maggie Peterson interview part 1. So you might want to go and check that out just to get started and see if you're really going to like it. Because this episode is different than most. In most episodes, I talk about a cast member. I talk about something that happened on the show. And this one, I'm really just talking about the podcast itself. And I'm just trying to help you get ahead and get out there and have fun and join in and be a part of the chat room on Monday nights and all that. It's a great community that we've developed here at Two Chairs No Waiting. And I want to make sure you're a part of it because I don't want you to miss out. I've heard so many people over the years that didn't know that all this Mayberry stuff was out there and they missed out and didn't get to meet some of the cast members that I was able to meet. I was fortunate enough to be able to meet. And it hurts me that you didn't know that you could have gone and been a part of these things and been a part of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club and go to imayberry.com and see what's happening at the event calendar and go to these events and meet people and get autographs. And so next best thing to do, I guess, is you get to hear stories from other fans, just like you, just like me. Tell stories about getting to do some of those things. And hopefully these episodes of the podcast will just capture just a little bit about that. These top 20 video and top 20 audio episodes will help you be able to find some of that Mayberry feeling that we're all getting to celebrate. All right. So I hope you got that. Now, again, I'll have a link in the show note for a PDF file that'll have links to all the top 20 audio episodes. And I'll have a link to a playlist for YouTube where you can just play it and you can just sit back and watch them all if you want to. Or you can just pick them out of the list and pick the ones that you want to watch. They're in reverse order. So it starts at number 20 and goes to number one, you know, because it's a list. And that's how we do them. All right, guys, that is what I had for tonight. Now, we have got a special treat, as we always do, to wrap up the 2020 year from our roving reporter, Randy Turner, with this week.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
Frank Ferguson had an incredibly successful career, including playing a large number of recurring characters in many series, and once even playing two recurring characters in the same series on The Andy Griffith Show. Frank was born on Christmas Day, 1899, in the small Northern California town of Ferndale, less than a week before the advent of the 20th century. He attended college at the University of California, where he earned a bachelor's degree in speech and drama, then attended Cornell to obtain his master's degree. For many years afterward, he then taught at Cornell and at UCLA. Frank became involved with the now-acclaimed Pasadena Playhouse and helped its founder, Gilmore Brown, grow what was then a new venture. Frank taught acting at the Playhouse, where his students included Dana Andrews, George Reeves, and Robert Preston. Frank also directed many of the early Playhouse productions. After years of directing and teaching, Frank finally entered the world of film himself when he was nearly 40. His film debut was in an uncredited role in the 1940 film Young Tom Edison, and his first credited role was the same year in Gambling on the High Seas, though both of these movies were actually shot in 1939. Frank immediately became an extremely popular character actor due to his versatility. He often appeared in a dozen films or more every year, with his record being 18 movies in 1 year. Notable examples include The Farmer's Daughter in 1947 and Walk a Crooked Mile in 1948. He was also in The Miracle of the Bells in 1948, starring Fred McMurray and Frank Sinatra as, improbably, a priest. This is an especially interesting film, as the church used, including for interior scenes, was eventually All Souls Church in Mayberry. Also in 1948, Frank had a standout role as McDougal, the agitated proprietor of a museum called McDougal's House of Horrors, in the Universal comedy horror film Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. Another film of particular interest to Mayberry fans in which Frank appeared is the 1952 Western Bend of the River, starring Julie Adams alongside Jimmy Stewart. Julie was later Mayberry County nurse Mary Simpson. Along with Frank, the cast also included Francis Bavier, Chubby Johnson, and Jack Lambert, or as Mayberry fans know them, Aunt B, the feuding Mr. Carter, and the prisoner Doc. Frank was so in demand, by the time he made his first appearance on television, he had already been in 113 movies. He made his TV debut in 1952 in the little-remembered anthology crime drama series Rebound. Later that same year, he was in an episode of Hopalong Cassidy and two episodes of the anthology show Chevron Theater. And in that same year, he appeared in 16 more films, including a small and credited role in Ma and Pa Kettle at the Fair. It was soon obvious Frank's versatility as an actor would make him as popular on TV as he was in films. In 1953, the year after he had made his television debut, he already was playing his first recurring role, appearing twice as Dr. Benson in the TV version of the popular old-time radio series The Life of Riley. If it is not impressive enough that he had already landed a recurring role within a year of his television debut, Consider that that same year, 1953, he also appeared in another recurring role, playing Dr. Lang in the series Topper, the TV version of the film series starring Cary Grant that began in 1937. Two recurring roles. How about three? That same year, he also appeared for the first of five appearances as Mr. Murdoch in The Pride of the Family, which starred Paul Hartman, or as we think of him, Emmett. His character's wife was played by Faye Ray, and a young Natalie Wood played one of their children. In 1954, Frank appeared in his former student George Reeves series, Adventures of Superman, and he also played yet another recurring role, one for which he is remembered, playing veterinarian Dr. Wilson in three episodes of Lassie. He later played four other characters in the series. Frank also appeared in series such as The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show, My Little Margie, and the first of four roles in The Lone Ranger. He continued to make frequent film appearances as well, including in A Star is Born, starring Judy Garland and James Mason. The following year, in 1955, Frank played one of two roles for which he is probably best remembered, appearing for the first of 39 episodes as the farmhand Gus in the series My Friend Flicka. And in 1960, he played his first role in The Andy Griffith Show in the first episode, playing Wilbur Pines, who married Andy and Opie's former housekeeper, Rose, in the series opening scene, which we will discuss further next year. And that's it for this year. Happy New Year's, everyone. And as always, thanks for listening. And remember to take care of yourselves, watch out for one another, and take Andy's advice, and go out there and act like somebody.
Well, thank you, Randy. And if you want to make sure you don't miss out on any of the great things that Randy's doing on the internet related to the Andy Griffith Show, send him an email at turnersgrade@gmail.com. turnersgrade@gmail.com. And he's going to help make sure you don't miss out on any of the fun. Matter of fact, the two books that we talked about at the beginning of the episode that Weavers has are the book, The 60 Years of Mayberry. That is something Randy Turner, he edited and put together, as well as the 2021 Mayberry Day by Day calendar. And of course, he has the Mayberry First book as well. So Randy's doing all these cool things. And just to tag a book a little bit, I told you it has Dixie Griffith. It's Andy's daughter. She wrote some stuff in there. George Lindsay Jr., Goober's son, obviously, George Lindsay's son. Bruce Bilson, the assistant director of the Andy Griffith Show. Leroy McNeese, who was a musical guest star on the Andy Griffith Show and at Mayberry events all over the place. Sean Dietrich, he's the author, and he is a Sean of the South, if you've ever heard of him as well. Some guy named Alan Newsom, he's some Floyd the Barber tribute artist and host of a podcast named Two Chairs No Waiting. I wrote one thing in there. Tim Bradshaw, that's in our chat room, is Mr. McBeavy often. Chris Gruey, I don't know how you spell his name. He's a pastor and devoted fan of the Andy Griffith Show. And of course, Randy Turner as well. It's a neat book. I think you'll enjoy it if you go check it out and get you a 2021 calendar. Now the quantities of those are very limited here at Weavers. So head over to Weavers and pick yourself up one and get it in the mail to you soon. All right, guys, that is basically all I had for this episode. I want to wish you all, I hope you all had a great Christmas, and I'm going to wish you all a very Merry New Year, because by the time I see you again, we're going to be in the new year. Man, can you believe that? It'll be 2021. 2020 will be over. I don't think any of us are going to be going, ah, darn. 2020 will be over. 2021 will be started. So here's to a happy new year and productive new year for next year for all of us. So I'd love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415, or you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. I really do enjoy hearing back from you. I've heard from many of you related to Christmas wishes, and I really appreciate that a lot. And we'll be doing a feedback episode soon, so other folks will hear from you as well. Until next time, folks, we'll see you right here in Mayberry on Two Chairs.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.